Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Mallory, and this is my Swing Trading the Stock Market podcast. I'm here to teach you how to trade in a complex, ever-changing world of finance. Learn what it means to trade profitably and consistently, managing risk, avoiding the pitfalls of trading, and most importantly, to let those winners run wild. You can succeed at the stock market, and I'm ready to show you how. Hey, everybody, this is Ryan Mallory with Swing Trading the Stock Market, and today's episode, I'm going to tell you how to take $100 and turn it into $1 million. Nay, turn it into $100 million. No, all kidding aside, I've been looking at some different YouTube channels out there lately and looking at some of the people who offer, you know, content about the stock market and just looking at what their most popular videos are. Sometimes it's just trying to understand better what people are looking for and understanding. And I would probably say, with every single stock market YouTube channel, the most popular videos was how I took $5 and turned it into $1 million. How I took $100 and turned it into $10 million or $1,000 into $500,000. The point is that everybody was trying to sell you on this pipe dream. And what got the most clicks? The pipe dream videos. They're not real. They're not. They are not true. They're not accurate. They are selling you on a bag of false hopes. But yet that is what the people click on the most because, one, a lot of people are desperate. We're living in times where there's a lot of inflation going on, and you'll hear on the news that inflation's going down. Oh, we're fighting inflation. We're beating inflation. Inflation's coming. No, it's not. We're still compounding inflation. If the price for a dozen eggs is $100, I don't know if that's actually where it's at anymore. No, I pay like $7.39 for a dozen eggs at Costco's. I think it's like farm-raised eggs or whatever. But if the price for just simplicity matters, a thing of eggs costs $100, and you have a couple of years where you have inflation of 10% and then another year of inflation of 10%, well, then all of a sudden, the price for those eggs over the two-year period just went from $100 to $121. And so I think it's absolutely crazy when you hear people say, oh, inflation's coming down. No, it's not. It's just not going up as fast. So inflation going down doesn't mean that the price of eggs goes from 121 down to back to 100 or to 110. No, when they're telling you, oh, inflation's only at 2%, that means that the next year that the eggs are at $123. And so it's still climbing. It's still stretching everybody's pocketbook. I mean, I feel the effects of inflation quite a bit. I mean, I don't like how much. I mean, I've peeled back on some purchases because, one, I don't want to pay as much for some of these things that I used to pay. I don't go out to eat as much anymore because I don't want to pay $40 for a freaking hamburger. So the point is, a lot of people are desperate. And so these clickbait videos of how to change your life by taking $100 and investing it into this stock and making $10 million, or how you can conquer the stock market with this simple trading strategy that will add millions of dollars to your name. Have you ever met somebody that's actually done that? No. It doesn't happen. It's not a reality. Have some people probably done it before? Sure. There's always that person. There's people out there that's won the lottery. There's people who probably got rich off of a penny stock, even though I can tell you all the time, don't trade penny stocks. It's a disaster waiting to happen. And if it's something that is just like winning the lottery, that's happened chance or just freak luck, is that something you're going to be able to find on a YouTube video that's telling you how to turn $10 into $1 million? No, they're using you to click on it so they can watch the videos and they can make advertising dollars. They don't care if they satisfy your desires or not, which is to try to turn money into a lot more money. What they're just trying to do is make the advertising money off of you. And for the folks that are that desperate to watch a YouTube video, hoping that it'll tell them how to turn a little bit of money into gargantuan sums of money, you're already looking in the wrong place. So let me tell you about my story. My story, there's a lot of blessings. And I know that not everybody starts at the same starting place in life. Some people have silver spoons in their mouth. Some people grow up in middle class. Some grow up in lower income. And for me, I grew up in middle class America when I was about 11 years old. The lady that raised my mom, she wasn't even her real grandmother, but she was a grandmother to us, Grandma Adams. And she left each member of our family $5,000 when she died. You know, that's what she had to her name. And I was 11 years old at the time. It was for college. And so I wasn't going to college anytime soon. I wasn't even in middle school yet. So my dad, it was in the early 90s, 1991. My dad said, let's go ahead and invest this money in the stock market. So we did that. He put it in a couple of mutual funds. Didn't think that I would take any interest in it at all. I didn't even know that I would take any interest in it at all. But 1991 at $5,000 to me seemed like $1 million for a kid who was probably making like $1 or $2 a week in allowance. So I did take an interest in it. And I remember these two mutual funds, and I would watch them every day, and I would track them, and I would start drawing charts before I even knew what a chart was. I was tracking the prices. I wanted a history to see if was it going up over time? Was it going down over time? I hadn't even got into the X and Y axes that you learn in middle school. But I was learning and feeling how the stock market worked. I was learning the ebbs and flows of price action. And I grew up in a really good family. I grew up with a mom and dad in the home that were very much vested in my life and how I turned out. I'm the youngest of four kids. I have two brothers and a sister. One of them's passed. But they cared for me too. They looked out for my best interest. It was a good childhood. And so that was something that has nothing to do with me. I can't brag about that. It's something that I was blessed with. In the 90s, they were good times too, especially from the stock market. Real or not, the stock market was amazing in the 90s. So that $5,000 probably, I think at last count, it got as high as about $50,000 by the time I started college in 99. And we all know what happened to the dot-com bubble. It blew up. And a lot of that money that people had made was completely lost. A lot of people were playing options. I know one person that took Qualcomm options and invested a lot of money in it, tens of thousands of dollars. And overnight, he had a couple million dollars. And then he watched it all completely wash away within a 24-hour period, plus the money that he put into the options itself. Now, for me, I was a little bit fortunate. I was able to take some profits, whether I realized it or not. 99, I needed a Gateway computer for college. Bought a Gateway computer. That was a couple thousand dollars. I had the transmission on my Delta 88 Oldsmobile. It went out. I needed to get that. That was probably another $1,500. So I was taking some profits along the way without even realizing it. And looking back, I said to myself, wow, I'm really glad that I took the profits when I did. I ended up taking some money out of the account too. And pretty much it was all the money that was left in there and using it as a down payment on my first house back in 2003. So when you're looking at that picture, there are some things that really worked out well. And a lot of it started off with a woman who took compassion on my mom before I was ever even born back in the 1940s when my mom didn't have a mother or a grandmother and she was being raised by her great-grandmother. This lady next door took compassion on my mom and raised her as her own daughter. She never had any kids of her own. She raised her for herself. And when she passed away, because we had grown close to her as kids as well, she left a little bit of money for college. Timing was right. I got to put some of it in the stock market where my older brother and sister didn't because they were in the college at the time. So it went towards their college. And so all that's not to brag about anything, but it's to say that there was situations in my life that put me in a good situation to learn about the stock market where most 11-year-olds or even 18-year-olds are not learning about the stock market at that time, especially back then when there was no electronic trading. I started learning about diversification when those two mutual funds started increasing in value. We started splitting them off into other mutual funds. And each morning I would have to wake up and look at the business section of the newspaper. We would have reading time in fifth and sixth grade. And I remember always asking for the business section when everybody else was asking for the comic section. Everybody was always puzzled by the fact that I would do that, but it was because I wanted to see how much money I made the day before in the stock market. Now it's real-time quotes. So all this goes back to is how does somebody turn $5 or $100 or whatever small amount of money you want to say into millions of dollars? And the thing is that there's always more to the story than what you realize. There's people who are trust fund babies. I'm not a trust fund baby by any means. Trust me. Get that pun. No pun. I guess it was pun intended. But people are born into certain circumstances, given certain opportunities in life that some others may not have. And then others, they start from nothing and they become something. They start with nothing and the hard work and the sweat of their brow, they're able to make something for their life. And that $5,000 did make a difference in my life. It made a huge difference. The fact that I had a father that wanted to invest that money into the stock market rather than just collecting a savings account is the reason why I'm doing the podcast today, talking to you about the stock market, because it put an interest in the stock market for me at a very young age. And that passion is carried on throughout the course of my life. And again, it's not something that I brag about. It's like what it says in Ephesians chapter 2 is salvation comes from the Lord. No man should boast. Same thing about the circumstances in the life. The Lord put me in the home that I did. I have no right to boast about that. It has nothing to do with me, not anything I can take credit for. But the opportunities that the Lord puts in my life, I'm going to make the best of it. And that's what we have to do as traders. Whether we're starting off with $100 in life or $1 million in life, it's not so much the end destination of being able to get that $100 up to $1 million or $10 million or whatever your goals are. It's about the journey. It's about taking the next step. It's about taking that $100 and making it 101 and 102 and 103. And then one day you have $1,000 to your name. But the other thing that I would stress is that a lot of these people that talk about, hey, I made this much money in the stock market because of my trading strategy, a lot of it was also because they were depositing money along the way. The people who were watching their videos and they were collecting tens of thousands of dollars, or not, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, they were putting that back into their trading account as well. And all of a sudden, when you look at their charts and you see these big blurps on their charts and it looks like, oh, wow, this guy's had a lot of success. And you see these big lines that skyrocket higher. That's probably not a stock gain. That's probably a deposit that the charts on their account is showing them to make them feel better, as if that's something that they did in the stock market when it was simply just a deposit. Coming from the people who are wanting to watch a video and the advertising money that came from it on how to turn $100 into $1 million. And you may just now be getting, whether you're 25, 30, 35, 40, or even in your 60s or 70s, you may say to yourself, I'm just now getting into the stock market. I wish I had somebody to teach me along the way. But then take that knowledge that you have now that you've gained in your later years and apply it to your grandkids or apply it to your kids and teach them. Teach them how to do it. Give them an understanding for it. So that when they grow up one day, they're going to be like, man, I had a dad that taught me, just like what I'm doing right now. I said, I had a dad that took an interest in me and wanted to show me that and what the stock market meant. And it made all the difference.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
That doesn't mean that my life has been all sunshine and rainbows either. There's been some difficulties that have come along the way too. That comes from trading as well, learning the process of swing trading. I started off as an investor long term, and then I started to creep into the swing trading, and I learned a lot there, but I had to take my licks along the way too. I blew up accounts like a lot of you guys have blown up accounts. I've messed up along the way. There's been some hard lessons. Now I understand more about myself as a trader. I've become a lot better over the couple of decades that I've been doing it, swing trading specifically, and I've become a lot better. And there's also been personal setbacks from a divorce when I was in my mid-30s. That was difficult. That was one of the hardest things, if not the hardest thing I've ever gone through, especially having a kid involved and not even knowing that it was going to happen or just being blindsided by it. It was very, very hard. And the emotional toll that takes on you is very difficult. And it doesn't just end with divorce. I have had a brother that died when I was 19, when he was 25, from testicular cancer. And that was a difficult thing as well. He's my best friend in life. So hard to get through some of those moments in life. I lost a mom when I was, 38. So I'm not trying to say, oh, I've got bad problems too. But I think we all go through life and death, you know, as we traverse through the journey of this life. I don't even know if that was a proper sentence that I just strung together. But nonetheless, we go through difficulties. And whether you experienced it young in life or later in life, like it was for me, after I was basically 19 onward, there was a series of setbacks. The big thing is that you continue to learn from them and you continue to bounce back from it. But really, the biggest measure in life is not so much how much money that we have in the bank account or how well we're doing. It's really the people and the circumstances around us that can really affect our happiness. And that in turn can help you in the stock market. And I'm not trying to be one of these people that are, you know, like name it and claim it, or, you know, some kind of like prosperity teaching that I'm trying to give you here. What I'm trying to tell you is to look around and be more thankful for the things that aren't necessarily tied to money. One of the things that my wife does for me, and I am so appreciative of it, she gets up a little bit earlier before I do. She gets up at like the crack of dawn. I think it's like 5:36. I'm not getting up that early. I'm usually more like 6:45 to 7 that I start to wake up. But she gets up at around that time, and then she's usually gone before I even wake up. So one of my things that I look forward to the most, and it's something that she does out of love, is that she makes a breakfast sandwich and makes a cup of coffee and leaves it out on the counter. I'm not worried about the coffee getting cold because I like iced coffee, but that there means so much more and it really doesn't have a monetary value to it. I told my wife the other day, I said, you know what? Elon Musk can have somebody make him coffee in the morning, but you want to know something? They're probably doing it out of obligation. Or Jeff Bezos, he could have somebody make him coffee, but they're probably doing it because either they're getting paid or, but it's not because somebody's doing it out of genuine love for that person. And that's the big difference. When I get to have a dinner with all five people in my family, my wife and three kids, that means the world to me. That is something that money cannot buy, and that people who have tons of disposable income can't buy either. They may have it and that's great, but if they don't have it, they can't necessarily go buy it. And I feel like on this podcast, I'm kind of jumping around a lot of different places here. I'm talking about the fallacies of believing that you can just instantly turn $100 into $1 million. I'm talking about being more appreciative for the things that are not tied strictly to money. But another thing I would tell you, and it does cost a little bit of money, but not much, is swingtradingthestockmarket.com. I had to work it in here somehow. Swingtradingthestockmarket.com. That's the website that goes along with this podcast. You're going to get all of my stock market research each and every day. That's going to include analysis on the big tech stocks, the overall markets. You're going to get weekly bearish and bullish watch lists, plus my daily watch list of specific stocks that I'm watching in particular. It's really good stuff. A lot of videos, a lot of content. Check it out, swingtradingthestockmarket.com. So trying to tie in everything in this podcast, what am I getting at here? One is the journey to making a lot of money in the stock market isn't something that happens overnight. It's something that happens over time. You have a lot of 401k millionaires. Why is that? Because they've been depositing money on a consistent basis into their accounts over the years. Sometimes it's employer matching, where they put 6% of their income into the 401k. The employer matches it with another 6% and they put it in there. That's great stuff. Those are great vehicles for accumulating wealth and just consistently contributing to their accounts, with whether it be like IRAs or Roth IRAs, traditional IRAs, 403bs. There's a lot of different means and methods to being able to do that. But it's not so much that you're taking a $100 investment and turning it into $1 million. There's a bazillion videos out there that will tell you this. I'm trying to be the one video that tells you that it's not happening. You got to just put the hard work into it. It means working your butt off, not only with the stock market, but probably with a regular job as well. And also trying to accumulate and be wise with your money, not making foolish purchases. And taking that money, putting it into the stock market, putting it into other investments. Maybe it's treasuries. Maybe it's into a real estate investment. Maybe it's into a storage facility. It could be anything. But the true appreciation in money, where it goes from a little to a lot, happens over time. And that's probably one of the most satisfying things, to where when you started in your 20s or you started in your 30s and now in your 50s or 60s, and you can look back and say, I'm so glad that I started when I was early. What a difference that made. And it's one of the things, too, that a lot of people don't talk about, is the fact that financial advisors are not going to make you rich. That's just a fact. They call themselves wealth advisors, financial advisors. Fact of the matter is nobody's going to care about your money as much as you do. And so you've got to be active managers of your money. If you don't know what you're doing, then learn to know what you're doing. Start taking courses. Start taking classes. Learn what it means to be able to actively manage your money. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're a scalper or a day trader. It just means that you're managing your money. You know what's going on. You know what the return should be for your investment. And if you're not willing to do that, then nobody else will really take your money as serious either, because you're the person that's going to care about it the most. And so in the end, it's not about a secret formula. It's about hard work. It's about enduring setbacks and taking advantage of opportunities as they come your way. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, I would encourage you to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Or if you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify or one of the other major platforms, make sure to leave a 5-star review. Normally, I do emails each week. People send me emails, ryan@shareplanner.com. They tell me their life stories about the stock market and what they're hoping to do or what their questions are. I want to hear about it. Send them my way. Send me your questions. I want to make an episode out of it for you. So give it to me, ryan@shareplanner.com. Check out swingtradingthestockmarket.com. Thank you, and God bless. Thanks for listening to my podcast, Swing Trading the Stock Market. I'd like to encourage you to join me in the SharePlanner Trading Block, where I navigate the stock market each day with traders from around the world. With your membership, you will get a 7-day trial and access to my trading room, including alerts via text, email, and WhatsApp. So go ahead, sign up by going to shareplanner.com/tradingblock. That's www.shareplanner.com/tradingblock. And follow me on SharePlanner's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, where I provide unique market and trading information every day. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at ryan@shareplanner.com. All the best to you, and I look forward to trading with you soon.